We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Steve Kimberling of Eureka Payments with today's community comment. Just after the holiday season, our office gears up for what we call chamber season. January through February, our team will be making appearances at a number of annual chamber dinners hosted by our local chambers of commerce. From Crescent City to Southern Humboldt, we consider ourselves extremely fortunate to have such professional and engaged teams advocating for local business. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes when running a business. It's reassuring to know that there is a resource and network that we can tap into when we need information, assistance, or simply to get our message out to other business owners. The majority of local businesses rely on traditional advertising to promote their products and services, but this was where our business is unique. Our sole customer base is other business owners. This is what makes engaging our local chambers critical for the success of our business. The goal of each chamber staff is very much in line with the core of our company, to be an advocate for local businesses. Providing a network to communicate with other business owners is something we appreciate most about our local chambers. Beyond promoting our products and service, we also utilize the reach of our local chambers of commerce to get out buyer beware type of messages. Most recently, this was realized after we had been contacted by several local business owners who've had negative experiences with another company in our same industry. Although several were not our clients, we, as advocates for local businesses, are where these merchants turn to for advice. In each conversation with these local merchants, we discovered that they had been taken advantage of by non-local companies promising such things as lower cost and free equipment. A whirlwind sales pitch was presented, and high pressure to sign an application was pushed upon each merchant. What was not disclosed was extremely high cost, long-term contracts, egregious termination fees, and even a four-year lease of equipment that had not been disclosed and they thought was actually free equipment. All of these terms and commitments were buried deep in pages and pages of paperwork, much of which was never presented to the business owner in writing, but simply an electronic signature on a tablet. With each merchant, we were able to dive through the sea of documents and help them understand the overall cost and effect of what they had unknowingly agreed to. The cost implications were all over the board, but the worst we've seen so far was a small local business being charged $17,000 to discontinue an agreement that they had since discovered was nothing like what was represented to them. The buyer beware message here is threefold, and it can be applied to both business owners and consumers alike. Read what you're signing, get expert advice, and when at all possible, shop local for products and services. Since we have identified these tactics are being aggressively employed to target our local merchants, we have utilized our Chamber of Commerce network to get the word out. In closing, a couple thoughts for our local consumers and business owners. For our consumers, shop local. If you're a business owner, appreciate your local chamber. If you're not a member, join. And if you are at a chamber dinner this season, tell the staff how much you appreciate them. If something looks too good to be true, it probably is. And for you too, shop local. This is Steve Kimberling of Eureka Payments, and this has been today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.